You're listening to the Hope United podcast, creating an atmosphere of worship, family, and discipleship. For more information about this podcast and other resources, visit hopeunited.church.
Thank you very much, Pastor Josh, Pastor Corinne. This morning, as I was sitting at the breakfast table at my daughter Cindy's house, I was in such a war over what to say today. And I knew that this was an incredibly important day. And when I come here, there is such a responsibility to speak into the lives of the people that I love the most. And that's you. And God said to me, it won't be the words that you say today. It will be the spirit that you communicate today. So I want you to lift your hands if you're ready to receive an impartation of the Spirit. And just say, God, I want it. I want what you have for me. This message today, I need you to get this. I want you to say, it's for me. But I will tell you, for some people today, it will be life. It'll be life to you. It will be life to you. It will bring understanding to you. Just say, I receive it. In advance, I receive it. You can be seated, my wonderful worship team. You're incredible. In the last days, which we're part of right now, I want to tell you that to see by the natural is going to be frustration. It's going to be devastation. There's over 50 million people in America clinically diagnosed depressed on medication. Because to see in the natural is overwhelming. But to see in the spirit is life. And life more abundantly. So we have what Christians call Palm Sunday, where Jewish people more celebrate Sukkot. I'll explain that to you in just a minute. But realize that he had, listen to me now, he had the power. In Matthew 21, which is a scripture I encourage you to read today. To read it today. But in Matthew 21, he says, go in town and go find a little colt that's never been ridden. I want you to bring it to me. And if anybody asks why you should give it up, you tell them, the master said. Now I'm going to tell you. Today you have the ability to say, the master said, give it up. You need to speak into your circumstances because God wants to ride you into a place you've never been before. I want you to say, I have the ability. Jesus is my brother. He's my example. But you have a relationship with Father. Your relationship is not with the Son, the relationship is with the Father. He's the firstborn among many brethren. And so he sees this colt The Bible says the disciples took off their clothes, everything they had, and put on the colt. And he began to ride in what we call the triumphal entry. Now, let me explain this to you. He was in the midst of a celebration where everybody was going, Hosanna, Hosanna, to David, king of the highest, and he knew what he was riding into. Whew. My question is, can you celebrate knowing that there's later a price to pay? He knew that they were going to turn. He knew that he was going to receive a brutal, brutal, devastating crucifixion. But he also knew he was going to raise in resurrection power. Now, see, I don't know where you are in the week. You might be in the first stage of the week, which is celebration. Maybe you just got a promotion at your job, or you just started your new business. Or maybe your kids had a special day for you and you just feel so good about yourself. And I want to tell you, maturity is knowing how to celebrate the moment. I got up this morning and I just celebrated. I just celebrated. I was in a place that was so beautiful. Getting to sit next to the woman of my dreams, looking across at my fruit. I come into this place and I see two of my grandsons, and JJ comes over and he puts his head in my chest. In that moment, I felt what God feels, and I go, this is so much my son. I'm so proud of him to see little Jake in God's house. What a tender spirit. He would give anything to anybody. When I walked in to Joan and Jason's house at Christmas, there was all the presents that they were going to give to each other, plus all the presents we had sent. And when I walked in the house, Jake went, Granddad, these are all for you. And he goes over to the biggest one. He had no idea what it was or who it was to. But he said, Granddad, this one's for you too. See, his heart is to give. His heart is to give. To walk into a church today and to see my son and daughter minister like they minister. Don't miss the moment that you're in. Did you walk into God's house today? Did you walk in? Did you feel his presence? Celebrate the day that you're in. Celebrate not what you don't have. Celebrate what you do have. Don't celebrate the voices that are against you. Celebrate the voices that are with you. Because you're either in this moment a celebration. And we all need affirmation. Or you're in the next moment, which is the moment where people judge you and things happen that you don't understand. What had Jesus done to deserve that? A Jewish scholar this week taught me this, Pastor Josh. That when Jesus rode into Jerusalem, thousands of people were celebrating him. The place where he was judged, the temple, he said, if you put people in shoulder to shoulder, you couldn't get more than 100 people in there. So the voices that were against Jesus was probably 40 or 50 people. Are you getting this? Do I need to preach this, or are you already ahead of me? Why is it that you listen to just a few voices when there's so many voices that love you? It's so easy to remember the one or two or three that say these negative things about you when there's a host of witnesses. The Bible says a great cloud of witnesses that are looking down and they're saying, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going, keep going. Can you with me reach up and touch your ears? And I say, I tune out those voices. Because I tune them out. I don't let them plant seed in my soul. Are you with me? I said, I don't let them plant seed in my soil, my soul. You've got those things to say. I don't have time for that. What had Jesus done to these people? They looked at Jesus trying to trick him. And I can tell you, we live in a very tricky world right now. You say one wrong thing and people are just poised to go off. By what authority do you do these things? Now I'm going to tell you something, folks. You can't argue somebody into salvation. You can't manipulate somebody into the truth. Jesus just said this, I tell you what I'll do. I'll answer your question if you answer my question. Somebody put your hand on your head and say, God, give me the strategy of the Holy Spirit, because your answers aren't going to be found in the natural. They're not going to be found in the natural. Jesus said, okay, here's a question. Was John's baptism of heaven or of earth? When he said, behold the Lamb who was slain before the foundation of the earth, I'm not even worthy to wash your feet, to put sandals on your feet. Was that of heaven or was it of earth? And they went, by God, this man is speaking. Let me just tell you, reach up and touch your mouth. Touch your mouth and say, God, let me only speak words of life. Only let me speak words of life. Some of you in this room, you're cursing yourself. You're letting words come out of your mouth that should never come out of your mouth. You are made in his likeness and image. And Genesis 1, everything was made by the words of your mouth. And they said, wow, if we say he's of heaven, we're validating he's the Son of God. If we say he's of earth, the whole crowd's going to turn against us because they all know John's a prophet. And let me just say this to you. To everybody, you have the ability. I want you to say, I have the ability to speak the words of God. In the last days, you heard my son say it today. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Raise your hand and go, I'm a son and daughter of God. I am a son and daughter of God. But I will tell you by the Spirit, there is no war like over the word of God. And if you're a prophet, God bless you and help you. Because the devil hates you the most. Because you can speak one word and it changes everything. One word and it changes everything. And so they didn't know what to do. And so Jesus goes, maybe I should just tell you a couple of stories. And so they're all looking there. And I'm not talking about spirit-led people. I'm talking about religious spirits, which are terrorist spirits. Every terrorist act, people say, God told me to do that. Every war that was started is because of religious reasons. Did you know that throughout history? It's all because of religious reasons led by religious spirits. And so he said, okay, here's a story. A man had two sons. And one of the sons, he said, go work in the field. He said, nah, I'm not going to go, but later repented and he went and did the work. The other son, boy, this is so true, of church said, I'm ready to go. I'll work. I'll do it. I'll do it. Trust me. And then he never went to work. That's like people who come and worship and promise God they'll do everything. The Bible says, better not to make a promise than to break a promise. He's a covenant God. I know his word never returns void, but what about your word? And he said, well, which was the right one? And so the religious leaders, the judging priest, the Sanhedrin went and looked at him and said, well, the first one. And he said, okay. He said, what about if a man owned a vineyard? He owned this vineyard. He had fixed it up to be a maximum money maker. And then he leased it out to a company. And when the harvest started to come, the company said, we should just take this from this man. And so the man that owned the vineyard set servants. And they beat him up first. The Bible says they stoned him second. And then it says, thirdly, they killed them. And Jesus was talking about that his daddy owned everything. And that he had come to save. That's Hosanna, Hosanna. What they were saying is, save us. I want to tell you, deliverance, everybody needs. I want you to say, God, deliver me. Deliver me out of anything that's not you. Deliver me. And so they realized that he was talking about them. And the Bible says they were filled with indignation. They started plotting then how they could kill him. Because religious people, they want to kill anything they don't understand. The greatest enemy to the current move of God is always the last move of God. How many of you know that Isaiah 43, 17 and 18 is the truth? Behold, I do a new thing. And so he goes from there. The voices of 30 or 40 people. And you know who the most spiritual person in the whole place was? A person who didn't know God. Pilate's wife. She has a dream. And she goes and tells the most powerful man in the region, don't you dare touch him. I've seen him. I'm going to tell you something. Seeing in the spirit is life to you. I'm telling you that today. You need to stop judging things by the natural way that you look at things. And you need to say, God, let me see by the Spirit what's really going on right now. It's not like you suppose. It isn't like you suppose. Thirty or 40 people, and Pilate washes his hands. He goes, I don't even want any part of this. And then I'm going to tell you, religious spirits have no conscience. They said, let his blood be upon us. Do you realize what a curse they put on them and their children for generations? Let his blood be on us. And so then he goes from celebration. He goes from being judged wrongly. Now, can I just stop and tell you this? They say Jesus came to earth and was touched with every feeling that we have. You better pray that the spirit of compassion come upon you. Because if you're really a believer and you really want to be a leader in the kingdom, you'll be touched with every feeling. Let me tell you why I have such compassion for people going through depression. Because I went through depression. And so, man, I have such compassion. I didn't have compassion before. Baby, I've got it now. I used to think about people that kind of walked around and complained about how hard it was to get around until I had my knees replaced. I got real compassion for people. Baby, whatever I ever touched just was successful. And then I realized what it was like the day that I woke up and everybody left me except my wife and my family. I understand what that feels like. I have great authority in feeling what that is. I'm telling you something. You've gone through things because God is setting you up to rule and reign. You are moving from the way to resurrection power. The whole part of this week is, are you willing to die? Boy, this is not the shout 'em up message you expected on Palm Sunday. But let me tell you, every great thing that's ever happened in my life is because I was willing to die to me. And baby, Dwayne's a hard person to bury. He just don't want to die. The real Dwayne just keeps popping up and popping up. And I think I've killed him, and he's like the walking dead. He just keeps coming back up. And I see him start to cry. I said, didn't I kill you? I'm a new creation in Christ. Old Dwayne has passed away. And behold, I have become new. Say your own name. Say it. I, the old me, passed away. And what's setting here is the new me. And when the old candy gets up, I take out the word of God and I bust a cap in whatever that is. So I tell you by the Spirit, you're going down. The word of God is quick and powerful. I pull out my blade and I will cut old Dwayne down. Because old Dwayne will get me depressed again. Old Dwayne will make me think there's no hope. Old Dwayne will make me think I can't take another step. I don't know. If I turn this way, I lose. If I turn this way, I lose. If I turn this way, I lose. Stop it. But let me tell you what's on the fourth day. The fourth day on the other day of death is resurrection power. Where somebody looks at you and says, you can't, you don't even know what's inside of me. You don't even want to touch this. You don't even want to come close to this. Because I've been to the place you're afraid of, and I've come back, and I'm walking in authority. I'm walking in a power, and the same power that worked in Jesus works in me. I'm not afraid of the process. No. God sent me and Deborah back to the city I hate the most. I don't like it. A lot of pain there. A lot of bad memories there. It's a lot of great memories there. But isn't it amazing how a few bad memories can just wash away all the great memories? Can you just right now just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I wipe away all the pain from the past, because you're losing the great things from the future. I wipe it away by the blood of Jesus. Old things are passed away. Wiping them away. Wipe them away. You have to wipe it away. And so we moved there. My wife looked at a bunch of houses. None of them worked. And we had to leave to come back down here, and I had 30 minutes. And Sonny's sister said, would you look at one house? And the Spirit of the Lord went, that's it. Because I didn't have to walk. I didn't have to go see a bunch of houses. All I had to go see is one house. When you see by the Spirit. I walked down and go, this is it. The man who owned the house that I was trying to get it from is an Indian man, Hindu man. And I went to the table and I looked at the contract, and it was a terrible contract. It was a contract full of just things that all played in his favor. And it was just a terrible contract. And I looked at his real estate agent and I said, I can't agree with like 9 things on this. And she said, well, this contract is made by the most powerful real estate attorney in New York. And he's never given in on anything. But you see, I have resurrection power. You see, I'm not anybody. Would you just say that? I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. I'm not just anybody. And I said, just get him on the phone. She looked and she says, you're crazy. I said, just get him on the phone. She got him on the phone, and here were the words. And my wife is here, and I'm in God's house. And I would not exaggerate anything before God. His words, his first words out of the word, he says, I know you're a man of God. Anything you want to change, just change it. And his real estate agent was looking at me like, by what authority do you do these things? I'm going to tell you what authority I do these things by. I've been through the process. I've been there when they clapped for me. I've been for me when they judged me. I've been there when I had pain and I had sorrow and I didn't know where to turn. But I know resurrection power. I know it. I know it. See, when you really know it, I grew up in the inner city. You never were afraid, Clarence, to fight the big guy. You were afraid to fight the crazy guy. Because you knew that the big guy would be a fair fight. You might get whipped, but it'd be a fair fight. The crazy guy, he and we're going to lose. You could beat him up, then he'd go get a pipe. He would come back. You beat him up, he'd go get a gun. Then he'd go get a bunch of people with guns. No, look in my eyes. I'm a man possessed. If you ever see somebody possessed of the devil, you realize they're not in control of themselves. If you've ever seen that look, it's a crazy look. But it's the same look as somebody that's possessed by the Holy Spirit. I want you to look in my eyes and realize I'm a crazy man. I'm a man that knows resurrection power. I know that no weapon formed against me will prosper. No weapon formed against me will prosper. You look in my eyes and you realize I don't care what we talked about yesterday. God's got your man. God's got your future. God's got everything that you need in your life. That's why I take my palm and I can raise it up today and I can say, I praise Hosanna to the highest. He served the king. I realize that the fivefold ministry is all working in my behalf. I've got apostle, prophet, pastor, evangelist, teacher working with me. If God be for me, who? Who? Who are you? Today an impartation. You want that impartation? Stand to your feet right now. You want that impartation? I'm ready to go through the process. Because it's not a one time. It's an over and over. Because how many of you want to just stay on the same level? You want to stay on the same level? No. Because as soon as I know resurrection power and I start being celebrated again, then I know that I'm going to go through the other stuff. And you know what? The more you go through it, how many of you know that however great you were last year in the NFL, spring training's coming up. And they don't care what your contract says. They don't care anything else. You're going to put it on and you're going to go through all the pain. And you're going to be judged. And they're going to be drafting a bunch of new guys. I was with Donna, whose son plays for the Minnesota Vikings. She was driving me last night. And he's great. And he's in the NFL with a big contract. But there's a bunch of new guys being drafted. They're looking because he's got new coaches to bring in new people. And so even though he made it to the NFL, he's got to go through the process again. He's going to have to go through everybody judging me. I don't know. He looks a little slow. He looks like he might not be quite what we need. And then they're going to press him. And he's going to have two-a-days. And he's going to sweat 10, 15 pounds off every practice. But then at the end of the season, they're going to say, you made the team. And now we're going to pay you millions of dollars to play a game. A game? Son, can we do that song? He's all over. He's around me. He's above me. I want you to realize every day, whatever stage you're in, He's all around you. He's all over you. He's above you. He's beneath you. And I'm going to tell you something, David. You can make it through the process. Alexis, you can make it through the process. You can make it through the process. Pete, you've done about 20 laps in your life, but there's another lap that's coming up. And at the end of this lap, it's going to be a crown. Melissa, there's going to be a crown. Diamond D, there's going to be a crown. Don't make me call everybody's name right now. Just say, I'm going to get a crown. All I have to do is finish my course. All I have to do is keep the faith. Just keep the faith. I want you to get this spirit. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Get this spirit. Receive this spirit. Receive it. Say, Father, I receive it. 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 I love you, Jesus. Father, give me the power to endure the cross, to endure my course, to help me keep the faith, because I am going to work in resurrection power. I can celebrate today because I have victory. I really have the victory.
Eyes can't see the way you hold me.
Eyes can't see the sea, Cindy. You got to see this in the spirit.
Or how I'm hidden in your heart.
This, wherever you are, this is Him on you right here.
And minds don't know all that you've told me.
He's promised you some things.
Or how I ache for where you are. It's invisible to the world. Incredible to the angels.
The angels can't even understand
it. Not sentient have they seen this sight. Everlasting life, 'cause you are all over. You are all around you.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Be sure to visit hopeunited.church for more exciting content.